This is Karen Lyle with Salesport Talk, and I'm here with Martin Evans, who is the Global Class Manager for WASP with the SailGP Inspire program. And we're over here in the tents where all the team, the WASP team, are hanging out, and there's this wonderful WASP sitting on its side in display. Can you tell us a little bit about this program and why you're involved?
So this program is trying to give young sailors a really realistic chance to get into professional foiling racing, and especially SailGP. Sailing's come on so quickly over the last 10 years or so. Foiling is now at the forefront with the America's Cup and SailGP. And there's loads of kids around the world who are looking at SailGP and thinking, how do I get there? And at WASP, we're trying to provide that opportunity. So now there is a realistic chance that you can start foiling at the age of 11, 12 years old in a WASP X. You can move through to a WASP, qualify for SailGP Inspire, and then the winner of this Inspire event here in San Francisco gets to join a team for an event and set on an F50. So for the first time ever, we now have this proper foiling pathway all the way from kids through to youth, and potentially for the lucky sailors and the best people out there, through to getting their dream and racing an F50 on SailGP, which is awesome. And I really wish that when I was a youth sailor that was around for me, because it is an incredible opportunity. WASP's a single-handed boat, they're all one design as well. So a WASP is essentially, if you're familiar with an international moth, it's a similar concept. The designer has just looked at a moth and said, what can we do to make it more accessible, what can we do to make it safer, and what can we do to make it cheaper and make it affordable? And the WASP was born, single-handed foiling boat, all one design, so it's just down to the sailor's skill. And they're, you know, the fleet's growing massively around the world at the moment. We've got 1,300 boats worldwide, and we can't build them quick enough. People want to buy them, people want to join the swarm and get racing, and SailGP Inspire is just part of that.
And so what is the goal for WASP itself as a manufacturer as far as, you know, improving the technology of their boat?
Our goal as a manufacturer, the biggest thing is to keep it one design and be really strict on that. And where the moth has a great place in sailing, the international moth has a great place in sailing in terms of development, the WASP is really trying to take all of that foiling expertise and just bring it into an accessible package where people who want to foil and can just turn up and do it. They don't have to spend too much money, they don't spend too much time fixing their boat. It's all about just getting out of the water as much as you can and having a great time. And that's the reason why the fleet is made up of people all the way from 11 years old up to 65 years old. We've got some sailors racing around and everybody in between. We've got some pro sailors, we've got some people who are literally starting out for the first couple of times foiling. So a massive spectrum, and it's just all about getting on the water, having fun in it in an easy and affordable way.
And so how are you finding it in San Francisco?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. It's my first time in San Francisco, and it's definitely delivering.
All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. You hear Christopher Cross. That means it's 9:40 on a Tuesday, and we check in with Karen Lyle from SailSportsTalk.com. How you doing, Karen?
Oh, I'm doing great, Rick. Just returned from the East Coast and really excited for our interview today.
Yes, and let's bring in our guest, and that is Lisa Meyer, who is a fantastic sailor and someone who is in the broadcast media and has been around CBS, NBC, Comcast, Time Warner, and someone who is behind the scene putting on the race, the LBYC Congressional Cup. Lisa, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit more about your background.
Hi, both of you, nice to meet you both. You know, I'm a little bit different than most people in that I took up the sport of sailing later in life. And what I found was having a sports career, if you will, although mine was certainly amateur, absolutely helped me in my world of my professional world of broadcast and marketing. And let me tell you a little bit about what I mean by that. As a woman in the business and growing up through the business in the 80s and 90s, and then retiring about 5 or 6 years ago, there were two sports that actually helped accelerate my career. One of those was golf, which being on the golf course for 5 hours with any one particular person from the corporate suite or clients was invaluable in getting to form a relationship. The other was sailing, which, again, I took up later in life. But people are so intrigued with the sport of sailing, with being on the water, whether they have young family involved in the sport or hearing about my open water racing adventures, which was from Long Beach to Hawaii to Mexico, et cetera. They were completely intrigued with that, and it set me apart in my conversations with clients and, again, corporate suites with Wall Street conversations. So I've totally enjoyed being involved with the sport of sailing throughout my adult life.
Lisa, I am so happy that you were able to get the Congressional Cup up and running and doing what it needed to do right here in the middle of this pandemic. Basically, being the fleet captain, what were some of the challenges you had to getting people to get back into the game? Because I know this isn't the only thing that LB's Long Beach Yacht Club has done during the pandemic, but this is a big race to put on.
Karen, you know, it was our 57th year, and we are one of the longest-running match race events in the U.S. and certainly across the globe. And we did have to take 1 year off because of the pandemic, and that was in 2020. And we just couldn't get the sailors in, and because of the restrictions, could not pull off that regatta. We did, however, pull off 2021, and that event moved from the spring to the fall, and that would have been September. And we still couldn't get in our full complement of worldwide sailors, but we were in 22 able to put the regatta on again in full force. We like to refer to it as a vintage Congressional Cup. The challenge of that was that instead of having a year to plan, we had 6 months to plan, which meant that getting our sailors on calendar as well, they only had six months to plan, because a lot of regattas, especially this size and bigger boats, they're done on the Catalina 37s, which is about a 40-foot boat, and they take a crew of 6 to 7 professional sailors. Some are Corinthian sailors there. But that is a lot of logistics to pull people together. So, and we're also part of the World Match Race Tour. So these are world-ranked sailors whose crew oftentimes sails on single-handed, double-handed boats. So getting together a crew of 6 for themselves was certainly, in 6 months, was awesome. And to have the club rally around pulling together a regatta, which takes about 300 volunteers to pull together on the water and ashore, was an incredible effort by all of the members of Long Beach Yacht Club.
I would think, too, where you're situated and with the Catalina, those islands over there, does that ever come into play with, I mean, how much are you in play with Catalina and all that?
So Catalina Island is 26 miles away, and with match racing, these are anywhere from a quarter mile to a half mile regatta. So we are not out in the open water. Now, that is a very interesting question that you brought up, though, about that, because back in the day when the Congressional Cup was actually formed, it was out in the open water between the breakwater of Long Beach and Catalina. It was brought in inside that breakwater so that we could have viewers on shore and on the Belmont Memorial Veterans Pier actually watch match racing. So this year we actually rededicated what federally has been known as the Congressional Cup Stadium Course out in the waters just outside of Long Beach. So people can watch from the shore, from the pier, or from their boats quite easily. So, however, we certainly are still affected by the beautiful winds and waters here in Long Beach, but not so much by Catalina Island.
You know, I noticed that you said retired, but I have to smile because you're in the flags coming up as the incoming Commodore for the Long Beach Yacht Club, and that is not a position in which you are not going to be working. Tell us about that decision you made to go into leadership.
So when I was looking at retiring, and nobody just retires, works one day and then they're done the next day, I really looked at what I was going to do after I retired. Karen, I know you know you're in the business as well. And Rick, you are too. It's a very vibrant industry. So moving from that, I really wanted to look at where I could give back to the community. And I had a passion for sailing. I have a passion for youth. I have a passion for the fact that LA 28, the Olympics, will be here in a few short years. And with the world tilting our direction, how do we take advantage of that to build resources and community for the youth in Southern California? And I recognized that being part of the Long Beach Yacht Club was going to enable me to fulfill that passion of making, of contributing toward building youth and the community and certainly the larger world. And Long Beach Yacht Club is one of the well-known clubs around the world because of our match racing and the world-class regattas we put on. But if you're going to do that, you really need to jump into both feet and be part of governance. And for those that are part of sailing world, they know that we have a lot of nautical terms, and we use the legacy of the nautical terms. So being part of the flag at Long Beach Yacht Club is a 5-year run. Before that, you've probably done 4 to 8 years on the board. And along with that, you run regattas, you've been a volunteer at regattas, you've raced in regattas, and you've been part of youth sailing, et cetera. So it became an evolution rather than just jumping in. And I've loved every minute of it and loved the exposure to the community both locally and worldwide.
Rick Tuttle and Karen Lyle, SailSportTalk.com and Sports Byline. We're speaking with Lisa Meyer. A couple more questions for Lisa. Has there ever been, honestly, a moment of a complete mishap? Like, what was maybe the one thing where things went haywire at the regatta?
That's a very good question. And here's what can go haywire. The wind. When you typically sail in 15 knots of breeze and all of a sudden it rushes to 20 and 25 and the wind shifts from left to right, and you have to be very quick when you are on the regatta management team. And all kudos to our principal race officer, John Bush. That means that courses have to be reset in a moment's time. You're trying to get in as many races as you can over the course of 5 days. And then not only does all of what looks like could be mayhem, but is very well orchestrated on the water for the sailors and the regatta management and the umpires that are all out there. But then if you put on a regatta like we do at the Belmont Memorial Veterans Pier, and you've got a throng of people on the pier, and all of a sudden they may not be able to watch the event, and your announcers and spectators and cameras can't capture it, everybody goes into high action mode to make sure that the sailors can race and the viewers can watch. That's pretty dramatic. And we have that this year. And if you look back on the live streaming, you can see that the teams did an extraordinary job of being able to move cameras and race courses to ensure that the regatta went on and was viewed by everybody who wanted to watch it.
Well, certainly sailing is a sport where the field of play can change at a moment's notice with the wind, as you say. You started in your own career doing sailing on big boats, but now you've ended up sailing on small boats. The Soiling Racer is an example. Can you tell us a little bit about that choice and what your activity is in that arena?
So big boats was certainly a fabulous experience for me. When you're on a large boat, like it was in the Allen Andrews 53-foot boat named Medicine Man, and that's a legacy boat in Southern California doing a lot of open water races, and I was very fortunate to be on that crew and to co-skipper and navigate some of those large races. When you're on a large boat, you certainly need to know all the jobs, but you primarily are recruited to be on a boat for a job. When you're on a small boat, like a Soling, that may be double or have three people on the boat. I sail it with two other women. You are learning everything about the boat, the kinetics about the boat, every position on the boat, every line, every sail, wind direction, navigation, and you work very closely as a team. So that's really gone sort of back to basics and learned exactly how to handle a small boat, which translates to larger and larger boats and different waters around the world. In fact, I was researching some of the skippers and crew, and particularly Ian Williams' crew, which won the 57th Congressional Cup, and looked at the bios. And almost every one of those sailors started out in junior sailing or on dinghies or small boats and worked their way up. I, because I got thrown into it later in life, started with bigger boats. So now I'm recrafting my experience and enjoying it immensely.
That was going to be my last question, and that is, when you put on a regatta like this, the logistics and the planning and the organization, is it a nightmare or is it a joy?
It's a joy. It really is. Even with just a few short months to pull this together, you're working with the Yacht Club, Long Beach Yacht Club, with experienced volunteers, experienced umpires, race management, hospitality, media professionals. And there is a team that we also hire to help with some of that. But it is an absolute pleasure. I would recommend it to anybody if they want to learn the sport, be part of the sport, and be part of a very exceptional community, not only in your own community, but it expands your relationships around the world. Get involved, jump right in, and have at it.
There she is, Lisa Meyer, Long Beach Yacht Club and the Congressional Cup. Lisa, congratulations on pulling off another great event.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. It was a pleasure speaking with both of you.
All right, Karen, and we'll talk to you next week, huh?
We will. And I'll actually be down in L.A., so I think someone will be coming into the studio for me. It will be fun.
All right, bring them on in.